We continue on the KCII PM Sports page with an interview with this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Mid Prairie Junior Wrestler Gabby Robertson, who won back-to-back individual championships for the Golden Hawks at 100 pounds at the BGM and West Liberty tournaments, and was also part of the Hawks team title at BGM. And Gabby, let's start with your interest in wrestling. Where did that come from? How long have you been doing it?
This is actually only my second year, and my dad was the one who, like, he used to wrestle, so I kind of had, like, a little bit of interest, but I never did it myself. I always played basketball. But then I went to a bonfire with a couple of friends, and there was a girl on the team, Ellie Brenneman, and she just basically is like, you seem like you're a very, like, aggressive person. I feel like you'd be a really good wrestler. So I was like, you know what, I want to try it out because I kind of got tired of basketball, so I was ready to try something new.
What was the first time on the mat like, the first practice?
It was, like, crazy because it was so weird because I never, like, even hardly watched the sport or really wrestled. And so just, like, the first time on the mat, it was kind of scary at first. But after I did it a couple more times, I got used to it, and it was just kind of normal then.
Do you remember your first match, maybe your first win, some of those things that stand out?
Yeah, so my first match, I actually wrestled boys last year, and so it was done in like 30 seconds. He picked me up off the ground, pinned me very fast, so that was very fun. But my first, like, win was definitely, like, awesome feeling because I knew I'd worked so hard, and it just felt great to finally get a win.
When you think back on those first matches, or maybe even you've watched film of them, how have you gotten better?
Oh, I started, like, taking a couple more shots and getting better defense, and I know more of what I'm doing now, so I feel like I'm in more control than what I was in those matches, so it's kind of nice.
Well, I'm not going to make you give away all your secrets, but I will ask, okay, you're down 10 seconds to go in the third. What's your go-to move to try to score?
Probably either just like a high crotch or a low single. I've been working on my low singles a lot in practice, and I'm starting to like those a lot more.
Okay. And what's your favorite pinning combo? Do you have one of those?
Yeah. To go into a butcher, and if they brace, like, with their leg, then I'll cradle them and pin them.
Now, when you've been in that spot and you've been able to get the fall, what do you think of, what's the first thought when you hear the referee's hand hit the mat?
It's feeling, because in, like, just the adrenaline you had trying to get them to that pin, it's a great feeling, and it's so amazing because it's like I just put, like, all my hard work out there, especially when you're competing against a really good person. Like, I just put all my, like, hard work out there, and I got, like, what my original goal was and achieved it.
Now, the Mid-Prairie team has been around for a little bit as far as having girls out, but it's officially sanctioned this year. So let's start first with wrestling for girls at Mid-Prairie. What's it been like to be a part of that program and to see it grow over the last couple of years?
All of our girls, we've all trained hard. We all work with the boys. So it's kind of good that we finally get to have our own team and get to wrestle on our own. And we don't have to worry as much about, like, the guys. And we get to have, like, our own duels. We have a first duel on the 29th at home. So I think that'll be a super fun new experience that we've never really experienced it for ourselves. We've always had the guys there with us, so it'll kind of be different.
Well, we're talking with you as our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, so let's get to some results on the mat so far for you. It's been a good start, a runner-up and a couple of championships. Let's go to your weight class championships that you had. I want to start at BGM. Can you take me through your finals match at BGM and how you got the win?
Yeah, it was a tough match for me. I wrestled that girl last year for 7th and 8th place at state, so it was kind of different, but I knew I could beat her. I just had to work hard, and we were both taking shots. I was a hammer on top. She got around me a couple times to score a couple points, so we were tied up. Then we went into overtime, and I could tell she was tired. I was personally tired, and so I knew I had to take my shot and just get around her that way to get the win so I didn't have to work any harder and lose any more energy.
What does it feel like to stand at the top of the podium?
You know that, like, the girls you've competed against are also so good, and they're fighting for the same thing you are. But it's always nice to come out on top, and you always have your team cheering for you when you're standing at the top, and it's really cool.
Now, you also were champion at West Liberty. Can you take me through that finals match?
A round robin. So my first match was actually like my hardest match. I competed against this girl last year. She weighed a little bit more than me last year, and even this year she still weighed a little bit more than me. So I knew it was a harder match. I know she's been working really hard in the off season. So have I. So it was super tough. There was a lot of like blood time because she got a bloody nose. And so I think those like few breaks kind of helped me. It got my mind back and more focused each and every time. And it was definitely a very difficult match.
Now, do you have a celebration when you win? What do you think about? What do? Do you think about any of that stuff?
I don't really. When I win, I basically just hug and high five my teammates because they're always a huge support and they're always right beside my mat.
We've talked about the team and your teammates. So what makes this group so much fun to be around? When you're around you guys, we were over there for Media Day and we got a chance to talk to you. It's pretty obvious you like being together. What's this group like?
Everybody's super encouraging towards each other. We all get along and we push each other in practice, and we're literally like a big family, and it's so nice to have them right there with me when we succeed.
How about the coaching staff? What's it like to have them mentor you and have them in your corner when you're out on the mat?
They push us so hard in practice, and then you know that they're right there pushing us in our matches too. And it's always a great feeling when you come off the mat because they're almost more excited than you are sometimes when you get the win.
Well, we're talking about a lot of championships so far in the early season. We saw you in Coralville at State last year. What goals do you have set for this year?
I'm hoping I get to make the podium again and get higher up on the podium. Last year I placed 7th, so I'm hoping to be at least like 4th or 5th this year. And I'm pushing myself as hard as I can to get there.
And what are the keys for you to do that?
Always work hard in practice, have a good work ethic, and always push myself, never take like breaks and don't take the easy way out of things.
And the last thing I'll ask you here, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, has the motto that movement is your medicine. When you think about that, you think about movement, getting ready for a match, what's your pre-match routine? What do you do to get the blood flowing and get ready to go?
I like to jump rope, kind of hop around, move, do a couple sprints, and just always have my head in the match and don't like focus on other things. Think about winning. Don't ever think about losing, and just knowing that I'm going to put all that I have out on the mat, and even if it doesn't come out with the result I want, it's fine. Just work harder tomorrow.
That was Mid Prairie junior wrestler Gabby Robertson. This week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week joining us on the KCII PM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.